Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello and you're welcome here for joining us and tuning in. You're listening to me, Mike Davis, on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, live here on Sunday in Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, or even in MikeSpirit.fm. Whichever way you listen to us, you're more than welcome. In today's show, I've got an amazing show lined up here for you today. I'm really excited to bring my guest on. I've heard my guest work before on another radio station, and I must say I absolutely enjoyed every minute of it and thoroughly enjoyed it, and I had to get a hold of her there and bring her straight here to Mike Spirit FM. And I'm really pleased to announce that we have Leanne Thomas with us. Hi, Leanne.
Hi, Mike. Thank you so much for having me. It's really an honor to be here. So I'm just thrilled.
Well, as I said, Leanne, the pleasure is all mine. And, you know, I've been quite excited since last time we spoke and I heard you on that other show. And, yeah, you know, I'm really excited to hear your work again, I got to be honest. So, you want to tell us a little bit about yourself, Leanne, before we get going?
Okay, sure. Well, I am a medium, and pretty much I've been a medium my whole life, only I don't think that I knew what that was until about 10 years ago, roughly 10 years ago, and didn't really step into this and start giving people readings until the end of 2009, when Spirit really got a hold of me and pushed me forward, wasn't going to let me go. I've always gone places and just knew things about people. Yeah. I'd walk by somebody at a restaurant and I'd feel really sad because, oh, she can't have a baby, and, oh, he just broke up with his girlfriend, or, you know, I'd be like, why do I think these things? In my family, this kind of work was really frowned upon, so it was never cultivated, but the women in my family all do it. I have a sister who connects in with spirit. My mother connects in with spirit. My cousin Christina and I both do a radio show together here on Blog Talk, and my cousin Christina's mother, my aunt, also does this. Only Christina and I are the only two that do it professionally. I'm a school teacher. That's the career, the life career that I've chosen, and have been teaching and working with kids for over 16 years. I have two master's degrees in the field even. And part of the reason I think that I sought out so much education was because I was keeping my mind busy. I was keeping, you know, structured and focused and trying to stay very traditional, because was taught my whole life that, you know, we really don't say those things to people when we know things. We don't, you know, we don't actually, my mother, I remember her telling me, you don't actually see angels, that they're around us, but we don't actually see them, because I could see them with my eyes when I was younger. And just a lot of the experiences that I had, I was told not to say things to people. I grew up in a small town in California outside of Fresno, a small town called Selma. And it's, if you were outside of the norm, it was very much frowned upon. And so I really didn't have the opportunities to cultivate it younger, but studied and found out what I was doing, because I wanted to find out either I'm crazy or I'm a medium. I didn't even know what the term medium was until about 10 years ago. So it's kind of been a really interesting journey for me.
Yeah, and probably an exciting journey, because, you know, a few bits there that you said, you know, I can perfectly relate to, because when I first started this, I mean, I was a lot younger. I was 17 when I took my first platform demonstration. But until then, I didn't know what a word medium meant. You know, I could walk past somebody and think, know, those things that you were saying about you just broke up with his girlfriend or this has gone wrong in their lives, and never understood what it was, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, it's normal, and everybody done it.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of learned to kind of live with that. But it when I found it, it took charge of me, and I was thinking, you know, this is amazing, and I carried on working with it, exercising it, developing it, to the point of where, as I say, when I was 17, I took my first platform demonstration, and I was like, wow, from there on, well, I haven't stopped. You know, it's been absolutely amazing. The journey that the spirit world has taken me, I feel it's been absolutely amazing every step of the way. So, you know, I've got to thank the spirit world for that, because if it wasn't for them working there or giving me the understanding in the beginning, I don't think that I would be where I am today, you know. But very much like yourself, you know, I do a regular job. I'm a builder, a bricklayer by trade. That's what I do. So, you know, do you find it's kind of, what's the right word to put in here now without it sounding wrong? Hard sometimes to juggle the two together, because your job is very much teaching. It's fast pace. It's with children. There's no time for spirit to come and link in with you. And then you come home and it's like, oh, spirit's all yours. So do you find that difficult sometimes?
You know, it really is. There are times when I will pick up on a spirit around one of the students that I'm working with. And I had an experience once where a little boy, he is very distracted. And I knew exactly why. His grandmother was right next to him. His father's mother had crossed, and she was right near him, just watching over him. But he knew she was there. And he, you know, he's 6 years old, and they're still very, really open, a lot of kids at that age. And so he was interacting with the spirit world, and it was keeping him distracted. And so she knew that I could see her. And so I had asked her, could you please step away so he could focus? He needs to learn this. And then once he does, you know, we're good to go. And so she stepped back. I mean, because she, I mean, I lovingly connected with her and was very respectful to her. And so she did. And immediately, the moment she stepped away, he started bawling. And I'm sitting there with him on the floor and a few other children in a reading group. And what I do is I go into other teachers' classrooms and I work with the kids who struggle with reading. I'm a reading specialist now.
Yeah.
And so I don't have my own classroom. But the teacher looks up like, what just happened to this kid? Because he's hysterical, from zero to hysterical in like 2 seconds. And I didn't know what to, I'm not going to tell her like I told his grandmother to leave, you know. And so I just said, it's okay. I know what happened. She'll come back, you know. So I'm like trying to convince him to calm down, but he couldn't. And it was just, that was a really interesting experience for me. So sometimes, because I work with kids, that they come right in, and sometimes the kids are already fully aware. I had another little boy that I worked with too, that his little brother passed away at about 2. The brother was 2. The little boy was 5 when it happened. He was 6 at this point, and he knew darn well that his brother was crossed, his brother was right there, that I could see his brother, that he knew. And so, and the parents thought something was wrong with their little boy. And so I talked to the teacher and I said, look, I'm a medium. And that little boy is a medium. And he sees his brother that passed. And she's like, he has a brother that passed? I'm like, yes. And so she tried to talk to the parents that he was fine without scaring them, like your child connects with his dead brother. But I have experiences like that that are kind of unique because of working with kids. So I kind of have a blending of the two at times, but I have to remember that not all families, and I work in the public school system in the state, and so I have to be very careful not to get myself into some hot water and really kind of, I need to sever the two oftentimes more than trying to link the two, because it's, I just don't want to have the problem. But I mean, most of the people that I work with now know what it is I do and are very receptive. Most of the other teachers and administration and my boss and things like that. So I'm very fortunate. And I have to say, living in California and in the Bay Area where I live, it's an advantage, because in this area. We have a lot of people that are very open-minded, many different cultures. Most of the people that that live in my area or around me believe in reincarnation and have those kinds of open religious beliefs. So I'm fortunate in that regard.
Well, it must be a wonderful place where you can call home, and you know, particularly where you feel comfortable as well. A few little things I want to pick up on here, Liam, because I know that we spoke just yesterday, and the one thing I'm really interested in, and really want our listeners to understand that, and it's only recently, wasn't it? Because I know that your work has taken you from like in a very short space to putting you straight out there. Is a website called bestamericanpsychics.com.
Yes, and
you've recently gone on there, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I was surprised. It's one of those things that happened to me that my guides, and you know this, Mike, that sometimes they'll come in. I was listening to a different blog talk show, and the gal on there was promoting Best American Psychics, and it sounded very interesting, and I'm listening to the show, and then I hear you need to do that. And I'm like, what, are you crazy, me? I have been through enough lately, and I'm tired. I don't want to go through more testing, because I had just gone through some testing with Lisa Williams and was, you know, really looking forward to a little break and seeing what came from that. And, well, anyway, the way guides work and how they keep us going at times is that they set a thing up, and I saw Best American Psychics again later that day, and it's not something that I had really seen before. And so I said if I saw it again today that I would promise to apply. So I applied to be tested. They of course tested me, and after two test readings let me know that they would like for me to be included on their website as a tested, authentic, and ethical reader. So it's very exciting. It's kind of an honor, and I was quite surprised to be included among people like Michelle Whitedove and Allison Hayes, who's known as the Rock Girl, and several other kind of high-profile psychics and mediums that are connected to that website. Yeah. So, yeah.
Wonderful, and you know, I must say congratulations. And you know, again, I can relate to that in some way, because you know, I won the national award, which
was
incredible, absolutely outrageous. You know, from just couldn't believe it happened. You know, it was just I went there quite, ooh, I'm never going to win, to bringing the trophy home to Wales. It was like unbelievable, you know. So, you know, again, I can relate to the way that this happened with yourself. So, I do urge everybody to take a look onto www.bestamericanpsychics.com. And, you know, let's talk about your website, because, I mean, I've been on your website. And I'm going to get it right.
I think I just got kicked out of the chat room, so maybe I did something wrong. Oops.
Well, you just signed back in there, and it doesn't matter.
Okay, sometimes that happens. I don't
know why, but that's okay. No problem. you'll go back in there. No problem at all.
Okay.
But no, let's talk about your website. I've got it written down here. It's www.angelichope.com, isn't it?
Yes.
And do you want to tell us a little bit about that website?
My husband is a computer geek. We live here in the Silicon Valley in California, and he works in the computer industry. So he had put that website together for me. And essentially it just is, it just connects in with, you know, what is it that I do as a psychic and a medium and connect with the angels. And I'm also a Reiki master. And so it has just the how you would say that? See, when spirit starts to take over my energy, then I start to lose my ability to speak coherently. But it just lists all the different things that I offer to do. So,
yeah. Okay. So if people want to get a hold of you, maybe that's one of the best ways, is it to go to angelichope.com. Yes. And that's where they'll be able to get a hold of you, isn't it?
Yes, there's a way to email me through the site, and there's also a phone number on there for people they want to contact me for readings. I'm available by phone, by Skype, or in person to connect in for readings or for energy work.
Okay, absolutely fantastic. And also, you are on Facebook as well, Leanne, is that right? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I have a like page. I guess it's also called a fan page, and it's Leanne Thomas Medium, my just friend Facebook page, and I totally would love to have more friends. It's Leanne Jorgensen Thomas, and so I have those both of those pages going. And on my Leanne Thomas Medium site, I usually put up daily messages that Spirit gives me, and I like to share them and pass them on with others, the connection. I go into meditation every morning, and I'm oftentimes given like information for myself, or I'll see things in meditation and I'll look them up, you know, certain kinds of animals or things like that. So it's fun. Go on there, friend me or like my page, and get some daily messages from Spirit there.
Absolutely perfect. Well, you know, I'm going to play a little song now because, you know, I do like to listen to a bit of music to get us in the mood, so to speak. So I'm going to play a song, and I hope that, I think I may have played this last week. I know that our producer, Robert, is not that keen on the song. That doesn't matter because I'm going to play it, not Robert. So I hope you're going to like this, Leanne, because I think it's such a nice, true word in this. So let's enjoy this. It'll get there now.
Lately, I'm wondering who will be there to take my place. When I'm gone, you need love to light the shadows on your face. If a great wave shall fall, you're full of honest soul. And between
thank you. Well, Leanne, I hope that you like that song. You know, it's a very meaningful song, isn't it?
Yeah, beautiful. I love it.
Absolutely. But, you know, I want to talk a little bit more to you because I know that, after speaking to you yesterday, that you've done a course with Lisa Williams, isn't it?
Yes.
And because I know Lisa is from the UK, I've never had the pleasure of meeting Lisa. And, you know, one day you never know. You never know.
Right.
But, you know, I know that she's from the UK, and I have heard Lisa's story of how she did land up staying in America, which is a, you know, absolutely amazing story, really. Do you feel as if you gained a lot from that course that you sat there with Lisa?
I really did, in more ways than one. And one of the ways that I really benefited from is that there was a collective energy among the people that were chosen to be there. There was an extensive application process that we all went through. And so it was, when I was done, it was pretty close to about 19 pages long, the application that I filled out to get into the class, first of all.
Yeah.
And she's very discerning. Lisa
okay.
was very discerning with who was to be in the class. And so it got whittled down to about 44 people from around the world. And there was some people from Belgium and somebody from, I think it's Switzerland, and London, somebody from London, that were all in our class. And so it was quite a privilege to be there. But the people that were there were so supportive from one another. I was concerned that there was going to be this group of mediums and people were going to be a little competitive, you know, with I see this or I see that, you know, that kind of thing, because I've witnessed that in other places that I've been. I've done a few holistic fairs and psychic fairs, and the energy doesn't usually work very well for me. And so I was concerned about that. But I am very good friends with most of the people that had taken that course. And so that for me was a huge benefit, being there and everybody just supporting one another. And people would give a reading or do something, or, you know, and other people would be like, oh my gosh, you're amazing. You were so right about that, you know, and everybody was just so loving towards one another. I didn't see one bit of any kind of this sizing up or cattiness. And so that was a true benefit. And also, there were some things that she exercises that she took us through that brought me into a greater connection with my guides. And that greater connection has really changed my life. It almost makes me want to cry right now just thinking about it. I have a guide, and his name, I call him Ray, but the way he showed it to me is his name isn't pronounced in the English language or with language in a sense, but he connected what he showed me to a ray of light, so I named him Ray, and I'm so truly grateful for that the deeper connection that she showed me how to do. So on so many levels, and it keeps giving. There's a group of us that give back together. There's a platform course that she's going to be teaching coming up also that I'm going to be taking with her as well. And I have two platform events coming up before then to prepare for it. So she's really taken us along and is helping each of us, you know, improve our websites. And, you know, she talked about the business end of it, because so many of us who do this work think, oh, I really shouldn't charge, or I don't need to charge that, you know, this much. But the truth is if your job is connecting with spirit for other people, there's no 401k plan for you or retirement plan. There's no insurance package that comes with this work. And so what little we do make is of great value to others. And so she helped us to learn how to honor that about ourselves, and that, you know, charging for a reading wasn't something that wasn't spiritual. Why make that side of it? Why not be spiritual just because I charge? You wouldn't think twice about paying your hairdresser or if you had a personal trainer or any of those, we don't think twice. We know that they deserve the money that they've earned. Well, she helped us to see that. And so for me, that was another valuable lesson to learn.
You know, and that is so true, you know, because, you know, I can actually, again, I can relate to all of this because, you know, I'm in the midst, really, of going full-time into spiritualism and doing readings for people full-time. Mm-hmm. But it's having that, as you say, there is no retirement plan. There is no security. You know, you're only going to get the work if it comes in. And that's the difficult part, isn't it? But, you know, it is so true. If you go to your hairdresser, you expect to pay your hairdresser. So, you know, it's... I've taken a little bit from that tonight, there myself. I've got to be honest. You know, that's something that's stored up there. Well, I know that we're going to go to the phone lines very soon.
Okay.
And take some callers. So if people want to call in, please do so. The numbers you need to call in on, it's 760-283-4611. Or if you're calling outside the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. Or the easiest and cheapest way that you can do this, it's press the Skype button at the top of the page there if you're listening in Blog Talk Radio. If not, go over to blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM, and that's where you'll be able to see that Skype button. So let's go to the phone lines. I do believe that we have, is it Susie there with us? Susie, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Susie. How are you doing,
Mike? Okay, I'm so excited to be here.
Well, you know, we are so excited to have you there, Susie. Can I just ask you first, where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Wonderful. Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for, Susie?
Well, I'd like to see if Leanne would have an answer for me about something.
Okay, well, I'm going to hand you over to Leanne. Okay, so Leanne, you can take the first call and we'll go on like that. Is that okay?
That sounds great. Hey, Susie, how are you? And by the way, hugs and kisses to you, sweetie.
I love you, Leanne.
Love you too.
Leanne.
So what's up?
Well, I have that relationship question for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be taking a trip in the middle of next month. And
right.
I'm hoping to meet one gentleman my first half of my trip, and then another gentleman on the second half of my trip, and I'd like to see if you see any relationship with either
okay,
one of them.
Okay, so the first thing around this that I'm getting for you, and I do have a woman that comes in for you, and she's holding a basket, and she is cutting flowers long stem-wise. So she's out in the garden cutting flowers, and she's placing them in this basket. So it would have been a woman who loved her flowers in her garden and putting them in her basket. This is somebody connected on your family. I have a feeling this is connected to Dad's side of the family. Does that ring a bell to you at all, sweetie?
It may be my grandmother, and I really have wanted to hear from her.
Okay.
I don't know if she I didn't have her here long enough with me to know that for sure.
Okay, so you could check in around that to see if that can come up for you or somebody in the family. She also is showing me several small dogs. I know you have several small dogs of your own, but she's showing me a small dog of her own, having more than one dog, but they don't necessarily, they weren't necessarily with her more than one at a time. I see more than one, but
right.
They could be, have been,
that's
she
her.
Could have had one at a time.
That's her.
Okay.
That's her. She always named her dogs Fifi. And so when she didn't have one, she named it, and then when she got the next one, she named that one Fifi.
Oh, beautiful.
That
okay.
I remember.
Uh-huh. And so she just shows me like, sipping tea or lemonade or things and being outside enjoying her garden, that kind of thing. And she doesn't look old to me, so she comes across, but she's not, I wouldn't call her thin on the thin side. But what she wants to talk about for you with these trips is that these trips are good for you. Going forward with these trips is important. I'm not feeling that either one of these gentlemen is going to work out long-term, but here's what I want you to know. It's communicate with both of them and pursue both, because there are things in here, lessons to learn, and will move your energy forward to bring in the love and the energy that you're really wanting, that you're really going to get. So this is what I say with as far as men go, practice, practice, practice till the right one comes along. So girl, you're in a phase of fun and sun and Florida and going out there and having a good time and moving your energy forward. I do get a sense of one of these gentlemen will be very attracted to you, but I'm feeling like you're not going to be as attracted to him. And so just know that that's okay, that this is getting your energy in the right way. And kind of we have to do this. We have to date around and know exactly what it is that we don't want to move our energy so that we can have what we do want. And that's the phase that you're going in. So this is all really working out well for you. This is taking you to where you want to be. So don't see it as these relationships, oh, they're not working out. Uh-uh. See them as exactly helping you to get where you want to go. I feel really good about that. And this grandmother that comes around you is supporting you and so much love for you on this. She's also showing me some independence coming forward for you. And she says that finishing schooling will get you to where you want to go ultimately career-wise. So I see this balance between career and love for you. So if you're struggling with finishing school or finishing something, finishing a completion of a certification or something, figure out how to get that done, because that's really going to help you also feel in the flow of your life. And she keeps saying, feng shui, feng shui. So around you, whatever's going forward for you will have to do with like feng shui and all of that kind of stuff. So, wow,
yeah, that's
good job. You're really on the right track. So don't be so hard on yourself.
Yes, I have to finish my last two classes of my interiors diploma, and the last two classes are not really all that fabulously fun. I finished all of my interiors.
Okay, yeah, you got to get through the yucky stuff too, just so that you can have like that piece of paper that, you know, it's like me getting tested and being certified. I knew I was the real deal. I knew I was doing this because why would I stop my, you know, here I have two master's degrees and I have a great career. And so why would I like stepped up to be a loony, you know, and all of that if I wasn't for real. But it's like having that certification, somebody saying that I'm tested or the paper behind it or whatever adds credibility because other people don't know. And you have a talent, but also stepping into this talent will empower you and bring about your independence. So beautiful.
Yes, I've got a lot of things that are going to head me toward independence in the very near future.
Yep. You're
on
your way.
I'm not saying that I'm not scared, but I it's coming, but I'm scared.
Yeah. It is. I came out as a loony, so how scary is that? If I can do it, you can do it.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Leanne. Thank you,
you're
Mike.
Welcome.
That's okay, and thank you, Susie, for calling. And remember, come on over to Mike's Spirit FM. We'll be able to retrieve a copy of that reading in the archives. I want to say thank you very much for calling in. Thank you. Okay, let's go back to the phone line, Jillian. I do believe that I have Rhonda there. Rhonda, are you there with us?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you doing there, Rhonda?
I'm well, thank you.
Good, good. Can I ask you where you're calling from there?
I'm from Arkansas, Little Rock, Arkansas.
Okay. And what was the reason that you called in for?
Well, I would like to know if you see a serious committed relationship coming my way anytime soon.
Okay. Now, what my forte is to do is to link to the spirit world, okay? I'll do that for you, Rhonda, and I'll do my very best to build a communication and a connection up here with you. And then I can ask the spirit world that same question. Is that okay for you?
Thank you, yes.
Okay, no problem. See, and as I had your voice in, as I was speaking, I knew that there's people that was coming forward to you from the spirit world that wants to be remembered, that wants to be connected to you. Now, the first person I have, it's a lady. I know that this lady will connect to your mum's side of your family because she sits upon my side here, which means my mum's side. So I know it's your mum's side of your family she links. I do believe I want to say to you that this lady was, she certainly complained and suffered for a little while, but she didn't want to make too much fuss about it because she says to me, don't make any fusses about it, okay? Because that's the way she was. I know that she would have lost a little bit of weight in her physical being before she passed, because I know that she seems to start to slim down as I'm looking at her a little here. Now, I do believe that she was a very polite, placid lady when she was here with us, very much laid back in her character-wise. But I know as she communicates, she seems to know you well. She seems to connect there quite well with you, and she certainly likes to blend her energy there with yours. So do you understand who I've got with me there?
I'm not really sure, as I think.
Okay. Now, let's look up on your mum's side. Now, I believe your mum is still here, isn't she?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay, because she says, I'm not mum. Mum is still here. Now, let's go back a generation. Let me link around your grandmother, because I know that's where this lady connects, okay? Yeah, she's certainly around your grandmother. So is your grandmother on your mum's side in the spirit world?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And does that fit the description of her?
Yeah. I mean, I was kind of young when she passed, so don't really have much remembrance of her.
Okay, that's fine. Because I know that she kind of makes a connection here with you, okay? And she says to me that she blends around your life quite a lot of late. Now, I know, see, I'm asking her the question that you asked me there a little earlier on about a love relationship here. Now, would I be right in saying that it's almost as if you feel like disappointed? You feel disappointed about something? Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
And feeling let down, because I know that there's a feeling of being let down here. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. And it's like as if I want to say to you that, you know, that you can bounce back from this, but sometimes you can be so stubborn, can't you?
Yes.
Okay. And, you know, if we can take that stubbornness away, then I know things will become a little bit different there for you, okay? But I know that it's not just you is quite stubborn. So is the other ones around you as well. Because I know it's like two of us are not actually gelling at the moment because we are, what's the right word I'm looking for? At each other. Okay, we're at each other all the time because we can't seem to find a balance. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know that your grandmother comes through to make me aware of this, okay? And as I said, that there is a way forward there for you, okay? Now, if I say to you that it's causing a big parting with you at the moment, so I don't know if we have parted or if we're going down separate roads at the moment or something, but I feel as if I want to bring you back together, because I know that's the way that your grandmother would have been. She would have liked every to be around her, and that's what she... Now, there's little ones. Do you understand that there's children there with you, Rhonda?
No, I don't have children.
Okay. Where's the children? She talks of the two children. Are they yours or are they someone in your families?
I'm not sure, honestly.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, don't worry. But she talks about the two children, okay? She's seen the two children. So, and I believe that these two children are already here. So I'm not predicting that there's some coming. Please don't get me wrong. But I know that there's two children that she talks about, okay? But I know as she comes around your life, she says to me, you know, it's time that we uplifted ourselves, brought that uplifting feeling back, okay? And move on and walk on from what has happened, okay? Because she says to me, it's not like you to give up on anything. You kind of need to keep walking forward, keep pushing forward, because I know it's the right avenue for us to take. Okay, do you understand where I'm going with this?
Yes.
Perfect, okay. She says to me that you've got to stop, you know, you've got to dry up your tears. Do you understand that there's been a few tears that's been shed with you there, Rhonda, at the moment?
Yes.
Okay, because she says that there's lots of hurt, there's lots of emotion that runs around you, because I know I'm aware of the emotion. I've got to be careful because I'll go with it in a minute. But I know that I want to say that there's lots of emotion there with you and lots of hurt and anger there, okay? She wants me to just tell you to put that to one side. There's a gentleman that wants to make his link, and I can't go without telling you about him because he is adamant that he wants to make a connection here with you. And I know that he connects there with you. He's quite a slightly built gentleman before he passes on to the spirit world. Very well dressed, because I know I can see him here and he's pulling himself together. And I know that he's a very well dressed gentleman. I know that he passes home to the spirit world very quickly of when he left this life, because I know that he tells me here, he complains of the chest. His breathing became very labored, particularly towards the end of his life there. I know that I'm aware of, like, heart, and I feel as if I want to say it's settled with the heart here with him. And I know that's how you would have taken his transaction there, home to the spirit world. It would have been to do with a heart. So do you understand of a gentleman like this for me as well there, Rhonda?
Yes.
Okay. And, you know, as he comes through, I believe that I want to see you. He is like a pillar of strength with you. He is like a tower of strength. He is the one that would have always picked us up. And I believe that's what he is going to do now. That he wants to pick you up and just kind of move you forward there from this. Because he says to me, come on, girl, we're better than this, okay? We are much better than this feeling that you're going through at the moment. So I know that this gentleman is around you alongside this lady. And if I could say it, like a set of crutches, like to support you there from the spirit world at the moment, just to take you through. So you understand where I'm going with this, yeah?
Yes.
Good, okay. See, he says to me a minute here, because I'm saying to him, come on, I've got to go. And he says to me, no, not yet. Okay, so I know that he would have been that way in his character. He would have been very strong, wouldn't he, in his character-wise?
Mm-hmm.
He says to me that you've been waiting for him to come through. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And he says to me, you've been asking for him to come through for the past few Right. The last few days, he says, you've been asking for me for the last few days, is that right?
Yes.
See, and he says to me, see, I've come because you've asked. I want to show you that I'm around you, okay? He says to me that, you know, we never wanted for anything when he was here with us. He was, I'm not saying that you know, he would fight everybody in his life, but certainly he would stand up for what he believed in. He would always stand by those as closest to him, and I believe I want to bring this there to you, okay, that he is standing by you, and that's what you need to hear, isn't it? Know that you have that support there from him and from the rest of your loved ones in the spirit world, because he wants to do his best there for you. Do you understand this, Rhonda?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. I know I have to go, because I know I'm conscious of the time, you, because I know that we've got lots of people online. But I know I have to leave, you know, as I'm doing so, okay? He just says, well, make sure you tell her that it's important to do with the 20th, okay? And I believe it's the 20th of September is important to you, isn't it?
No, not. That's not anything that I can recall right now as being an important date.
Okay, then let me ask him what he's talking about then, because he says to me, the 20th, and I know it's the September, is important, okay? Now, whenever I give a date, it would always mean that there would be either a birthday or a passing or an anniversary around that time, because I know that it's important. And as I'm saying to him, come on, you need to let me know which one. He tells me, and he talks to me about her passing. Somebody with a passing in September, around the 20th of September. So would you understand of that now?
No, I'm really not sure.
Okay. Well, you know, just remember, all this is recorded in the archives, okay? And you're more than welcome to listen back to it as many times as you want, okay? And I'm sure that you will find the September there, the 20th, okay? But I'm going to leave that there with you, and I say thank you very much for calling in. But as I say, you know, come over to the archives, and that's where you'll be able to retrieve it, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rhonda. Bye now. Okay, and let's go straight back to the phone lines here. Leanne, I do believe that we have Beverly there with us. Beverly, are you there with us?
Hello.
Hi, Beverly.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. May I ask you,
Good.
Beverly, where are you calling from?
I am calling from Massachusetts.
From Massachusetts. Absolutely perfect.
Yes.
And what was the reason that you called in there for?
I am calling in regards to finding work.
Okay. Well, let me hand you over to my wonderful guest. And, you know, I may say that she is a wonderful guest. Leanne, let me hand this one all over to you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Beverly, the first thing that I get around this is that something's coming for you soon, that you've had some interviews or applications put in. And so what they're showing me is that after that, I'm seeing three significant opportunities, and so one of the three that you put in is coming back to you. Did you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. So I feel that it's coming up, and they're showing me more three. So I feel like 3 weeks, 3 months. It doesn't feel like 3 months away. It feels closer.
Yay.
So I'm going to go with the 3 weeks, and something's coming in, and within that 3-week time frame to really become solid for you. Feel really good about that. And I feel like whatever you're doing is right under someone else. Do you understand that? So it feels like there's a boss and you right under them. Does that make sense?
Wow. Wow. I've never really been under anybody. They've always been over me. Wow.
So within this position, though, I feel like wherever you are, that you're that there is just somebody. Does that make sense to you at all then? So I don't know if the wow means like, yeah, I totally see what that what's going on with that. But I feel like there may either be a partnership or there may be something where somebody takes you in as far as work goes. And that's what I'm saying. So I'm not sure
very
if the wow makes sense or not.
No, it's good. It sounds good. I don't know what the 3 other opportunities are, maybe because I haven't applied for them yet.
Okay.
But I'm sorry. Go ahead, honey.
No, I was just going to say that I see like applications have gone in. So you haven't put any
yes.
applications in yet?
Yes, I have, and
okay.
I've within probably last 4 weeks. 5 weeks. I did have a job interview. Unfortunately, that fell through. But after that, I did start sending in my resumes again.
Perfect. So you're going to hear from like 3 places at least,
okay.
but I feel 3 are going to pique your interest. One
okay.
of those will pique your interest more than the others after you go in, because this position will be right underneath somebody else. So you will be assisting or partnering with or whatever it is. And there is a creative side to what it is that you do.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah. And within this creative side, you'll also be connecting in with other people. And so you'll be this person's right hand, I'm just going to say right hand man. So you'll
okay.
be contacting
wow.
people directly, and I keep wanting to say him. So I feel this is a man that you work with or for or within this
wow.
partnership in some fashion. And there's some artistic work that he does, or there's something with that is very creative on his side, and he may also draw or create plans or create things like that. So
wow.
continue to look for that kind of thing, because your energy also is craving that artistic side of it.
Yes.
So whatever
yes.
places that
you're
you
right
put
on.
In, of mm-hmm. the ones that you've already put in, 3 will look really good. 1 has that artistic connection that you'll
okay.
link back in with on that side. And your father is crossed on the other side, Beverly Accurate.
I do not know. I honestly don't know anything about my dad, unfortunately.
Okay. That's maybe what they're talking about, because I'm getting information on a father figure or a father for you, and I just keep hearing healing around that for you also. And that, that's so interesting. Okay. So I don't know if it'll benefit you to go into any of that side of the family, but I want you to know that there's love coming from you, from father's side of the family, and whether you know them or not, we're connected to them spiritually and our souls are, and
yes.
I think you know this because there's a very spiritual
yes.
side of you. And do
yes.
you already do the work with astrology? Because father's side of the family is coming through and saying that you are have a talent for or understanding or have the potential of either astrology or the tarot, because they're showing me cards, but they have like planets on them. So,
yes, I kind of dabbled in the tarot,
okay.
but I love like the angel oracles and I love the esoteric. I love that.
Okay, and there may be something about astrology that comes really easy to you, or a connection between the cards or tarot and astrology or things like that.
Wow.
So you're being
wow.
encouraged through that side of the family, that bloodline for you coming through,
yes.
that you have this kind of a talent for that. And so
yes.
I would encourage you to pursue it, because it looks to me like what they're saying is I would get a card reading from you.
Oh, really?
Also like
it's interesting that you say that, because, I've only done them basically just for myself. But it's interesting because I had put like a little a little notice on the bulletin board in my apartment building in regards to angel reading. So, and I've never done that. I mean, I felt like spirit was kind of pushing me to do it. I kept saying, no. I'm like, yeah, go ahead, do it. So we'll see.
Yep, that side of the family particularly. Yeah. Not that the other side of the family isn't also, but I think they want to step forward because you didn't have that close physical connection in this life with that.
Yes.
So that's probably what they would tell me. But you're being called to pursue that. So I would take whatever classes or whatever it is you want to do and also just start doing. You don't have to take classes. You don't have to do any of those kinds of things because you have a natural talent for that, they're showing me. But I also feel like I really get this male figure so strong. And he smoked at one point in time also. That
you know what? I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, thinking I was married for 17 years and my husband was 15 years older than myself. And he was a smoker.
Oh, okay. Oh, and he comes through with such fatherly energy for you.
He was much, much older than myself.
Okay. Wow, so there's so much encouragement from him and love. And he must be also pulling in some of your father's side of the family energy because I can see down the line and they're telling me father, but he comes through with so much love for this. Like, you can do this. You can pursue this. You don't put, like, the, you know, the typical things like we do with all as people, like, I don't have money to take that class. I don't, you know, all of those kinds of constrictions, because he says that some of those things will be moving out of your way so you can step into this other side of your life. So this job will be coming forward for you in the next few weeks. It will get more and more solid. And he says so that you can pursue these other things. It's almost like the job and things get you so you can take care of bills so that you can learn. So there'll be learning coming forward for you in that regard. And the angels want it for you. Your husband wants it for you. Your, you know, it was his name with a V by any chance? Is there a V connected to you on your father's side of the family, like a Vernon or a Vince or a strong V name, V-E-R-V-I, or it just, there's a V coming through for you in spirit world. And since it's towards your father's side or your husband's side of the family, it may not be something that you're aware of, but I'll put it out there and who knows.
Okay.
There may be things coming through because I keep getting a gentleman standing by a car and he either has a cigarette or a cigar in his mouth and darker complected.
No, then it's not my husband. Then it's probably it's on my father's
through,
side.
But there's also another gentleman coming through for you in that regard.
Yes. So. I believe one is from my family, and the other is probably my husband. If he's a darker gentleman that you see standing by a car, then that's from my linkage, my family heritage.
Okay.
If there's another gentleman who's not dark, then that's my husband.
Okay, right. And so, and it's interesting that your husband, when he comes through, it's more of the smells, it's more of the feeling and things that I get from him that come through. And then with the family, it's more of the visual, those things that are coming through with them. But they want to know that they are here for you, that these things are coming forward for you. They feel your worry and concern, and they're wanting you to know you can start to let that go, and you can let it go now because these things are coming forward for you. Now, this job looks like that you will have to get in a car and go some – I'm getting like – it could be up to 30 miles for this position, but that's all working out. So however that is, that you have to go to travel to that will all work out for you, and other things will fall in line for it.
Wow.
So that you kind of aren't seeing possibilities for yourself, but they're there. So,
wow.
Gosh, I hope that helped.
Can I ask you one quick question?
Oh, sure.
I'm just in regards to the job. What would be the deciding factor in choosing me for this position and working with this gentleman?
For you, what they're looking for, too, is somebody who can see things creatively.
Okay.
And somebody who's willing to talk with other people.
Yes.
So I think you're going to have to be making phone calls or reaching out to other people, and they want somebody, they want your beautiful voice is what they keep telling me.
Oh, thank you. Wow.
And so your voice is soft and it's engaging. And so Spirit is telling me that, you know, you have the perfect voice, and that's one of the things that he's going to be attracted to. So, and so getting
wow.
you, getting them to also hear your voice, like the
yes.
interview or phone calls and the thank yous and the things like that are important, because they want somebody who's engaging on the phone. I keep hearing
wow.
that. And you're creative, so they're going to enjoy that creative side of you.
Will
yeah.
I like this job?
I feel like you'll enjoy parts of it, but it's not
mm-hmm.
what they're gearing you towards is moving more towards working with Spirit.
Yes.
So you're not going to not like it, because you're going to need to stay so that you can do some of the foundation work with setting
Absolutely.
This other work with Spirit up. But it's,
Absolutely.
But you're also being called to do two sides of things. So you're going to be balancing two sides of things, just like Mike does. And look at, he's won awards and everything, and he balances a work
wow.
life and his spiritual life, and how I work at balancing mine also, that there's going to be a balance for you coming up between the two until Spirit has you move in a completely new direction. And there will
yes.
be a partner coming forward for you in your life, because they're showing me you currently aren't partnered with somebody, and this is a
Boy, they just tell you everything,
partner.
Huh?
So
they tell you everything, huh?
You as well to help push you further into this, being able to work more closely with Spirit, so that they're going to bring a divine balance partnership for in for you a little down the road. But, you know, you have such great energy and great things are coming forward for you. So
oh,
just do yourself
you.
A favor and put some of those concerns and worries a little to the side.
I will. Thank you so much. I'm telling you, your reading is the best that I have ever had.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, thank you.
It
that is
really is.
Aww.
It's just one of the best. One of the best.
Oh,
absolutely.
Well, thank you.
One
and we've never
best.
Met Beverly, right? But checks in the mail.
No.
So I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, Beverly, give me that 20 quid and I wouldn't say nothing.
You too, Mike. You as well. You have great people on your show. Right on. Right.
Well,
on.
It's only from having great callers like yourself, Beverly, and you know, wonderful guests like Leanne, that the
yes.
show keeps, you know. But no, thank you for calling in, and thank you, Leanne, for that
that's
wonderful.
Fantastic.
Edit. But Beverly,
blessings
you know, go on
to you.
Go to Mike Spirit FM, and that's where we'll have a copy of that reading. I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
I sure will.
Thank you.
Sweetie.
Okay. Let's move forward. Yeah, I believe I have Allison there. Allison is there with us.
Why, yes, I am. Hello.
Hi, Allison. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
Colorado.
From Colorado. And what was the reason you called in for this, Allison?
I also am looking for improved employment and financial flow.
Okay. Well, my forte is to link to the spirit world. Okay. Is it okay if I do that for you?
Yeah, that's
and
fine, too.
Ask
yeah.
the spirit
yeah.
world that question, then, can't we? Okay?
That's fine,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. See, I know I've got a lovely lady here, and bless her heart, you know, she comes forward here. And, you know, obviously all these ailments and are disappeared now in the spirit world. They don't suffer with anything, but I know, bless her heart, of when she was here with us, that she would have been very much restricted towards the end of her life there, because sat down, and I believe that's the way she would have been towards the end of her life. I know that she's quite a nice age on this lady when she passes, whatever a nice age is, I don't know mine, but she's in quite a nice age when I pass her on to the spirit world. And if I had to put an age on her, you know, to look at her, I believe I want to say that she'd been in the 80s, early 90s, when this lady passed on to the spirit world. She tells me it was just her time to go in, and she just said that many things wrong with her, she just slipped me. My time to go. Now,
okay.
There's lots of noise in the background. Is there any way, I don't know if you've got your TV on, but you could switch
oh,
off.
Oh, no. I'm in a cafe.
You're in a cafe. Well, tell them all to be quiet because you're having a reading.
That's just
stand up and shout. Okay.
No problem at all. That's fine. We'll just work through it. Because I know that, you know, as she comes forward here, that she just wants to let you know that she's around your life. So would you understand of this lady as she comes forward here?
I don't know which one this is, if it's your grandmother you're referring to or
let me
someone
go a
else.
Bit.
I don't know.
Okay, let me go a little bit further because see, as I'm coughing and trying to catch my breath here, now I know that's the way she would have been. Now, I believe that she connects you on grandmother level here. Okay, so I know that I've got your grandmother that links there with us from the spirit world. But I believe this grandmother links to your dad's side of your family. So do you understand of the lady in your dad's side, your grandmother would have suffered for a long time before she passed on to the spirit world?
Yeah,
is that right?
I don't know very much about her at all, but from the very, very little I know, I would say that probably would be accurate, yes.
Good. Okay, because I know that she just stands here with me, and you know it's the voice that helps me connect, and these people come forward, and you know I know that the question that you asked me about cash flow there, about finances and work placements there, you know if I said to you that you've come to a point where you've had enough of sending your CVs, what you call your resumes there in America, you've been sending them one after another, haven't you?
Yes.
And you seem to have had no response whatsoever back off anyone.
That's
do you
correct.
Understand that?
That's
because I know
correct.
You've
yes.
come to a point of where you're so frustrated, you're so annoyed,
yes.
so angry, because, you know,
yes.
if only people would get back to you and just let you see, I want to get
right.
bad. But
yes.
I know that's the way that you're feeling, that it's me. And, you know, I'm being told the last 3 months, okay, you've been building your hopes up the last few months. Would you understand of that?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that last part again? Something
I said that
about the last 3 months?
Yeah, you've been building your hopes up for the last 3 months.
Yeah.
And,
yes.
you know, just making you annoyed, it's making you frustrated, it's making you
yes.
bound up, because I know that's exactly how I'm feeling. I'm feeling so
yes.
mad here. But I know I want to say that not that I'm going to predict anything, I'm not, okay? I'm really not going to predict anything, Alison, but I know I want to say to you that, you know, keep sending them, because they will come back. Something will come back, and it's going to come back quite soon, I feel, okay? Now, I want to say to you, by this time, the next 2 months, I will be giving you a different reading, okay? So if you call in 2 months' time, the reading will be totally different. Rather than you be sending off, I believe that I will be saying more to you that, there will be something around you that you're more content with, you're more happy with, okay? So let's
yeah.
look forward now, okay? Now, if I said to you that, I don't know what line of work you've always been in, but I feel as if I want to be caring. So I don't know if you've ever been in the caring profession or you want to go into the caring profession, but I want to bring caring around you. So would you understand of this?
My profession is writing, right now, I have a part-time job that doesn't pay very much, doing home health care, non-medical
okay.
home health care, but it's not my field. I don't want to stay in it. It's just something I got so I could, so I don't sleep under the bridge.
Okay,
but I truly miss my, I want to be in publishing. I love books and magazines and the printed
okay.
word, the spoken word. That's my passion. That's my whole reason I'm alive.
Okay, that's fine. But I know that the caring, okay? So if that's something that you're doing just to tie yourself over for now, then that's perfect.
Yeah.
You know, it's just
yeah.
her way of proving to you that she's in your life, okay? But as I said, the next 2 months, I know that it's going to be different with you. Your life is going to change around. But, you know, I want to teach you stay positive, because I know that's what you need to do, is to stay positive around your life at the moment. Because I do believe that you are coming to a point where you feel, oh, what's the point? Okay.
I'm so discouraged. I'm so distressed by the total absence of even a courtesy acknowledgement. And I have a really good career resume. It is deserving. It truly, truly is deserving of at least a thank you, an acknowledgement. We got your resume. I really am so disappointed in people.
Okay.
I truly am. I can hardly take it. There is no point in sending them because I can't. I get nothing back. I it breaks my heart.
Oh, bless your heart.
I love my work. I love my work, and I want to do it. And nobody's listening. Nobody's paying attention. Nobody cares.
Oh, they will listen, okay? But you have
I'm talking about...
You have to stick at it. I know how difficult it is sometimes. And you know, I'm going to tell you a little secret here, which I haven't said to anyone here tonight, and not even, nobody knows, not even Leanne, or even our wonderful producer Robert knows, but I actually quit my job Friday for different reasons. But thankfully, I was constrained. An offer was made to me, and I'm going straight back to work, and they don't even get a chance to even have a day off. But, you know, I believe that's the kind of thing I want to go along with you. Something is going to come. Keep going, okay? There's lots of healing. There's lots of upliftment from the spirit world. I can't stress that enough of how much energy the spirit world has here for you. But I know I need to say to you, you know, you keep your head up, okay? And a word I use a lot, chin up, because things will turn around to you quite soon. But you need to keep yourself strong, keep the faith inside you strong as well, okay? Because I know that people will take care of it, and they will do their best. And incidentally, as I'm saying that, you know, I'm being told that you actually have confirmation yourself sometimes. Do you understand that?
Actually, no, not in any kind of meaningful work. The only time I ever get a response is jobs that are really, you know, I mean.
No, you misunderstood me. Okay, it's my fault.
Okay.
Not explaining myself properly.
Okay.
You have confirmation of the spirit world sometimes. Okay. Now, if sometimes you sense or you see or you feel the spirit world around you, is that right?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying to you that you had trouble in sleeping last night? Do you understand that?
I have a lot of stress, so yes, it affects my sleep.
There we are. I'm not saying that that's perfect because it's affecting your sleep. It's perfect because that's exactly what they tell me. You had trouble sleeping last night. And when you woke up this morning, you woke up in quite a dreadful mood, didn't you?
Actually, I slept pretty well last night, and I felt really good this morning, but I have other nights where I feel like shit when I wake up.
Okay, well, that's what I wanted to put around you, okay?
Yeah.
And I know I want to see, you know, things are going to turn around. Things are going to start changing, okay? But keep the faith. Keep it strong within you. Keep sending your resume because it will come back to you. And I believe it's going to be like tenfold. It'll come back to you tenfold. Are you happy with that?
I hope you're right because I've been doing this for 3 years. I would like to meet somebody else. And, you know, people should interview me about how I keep going after 3 years of total silence from people.
Yeah.
That is the kind of, I don't know what to call that even. I don't even know what to call it. And I'm a words person. That is so anyway, I'm not going to belabor the point, but I will say that I have been trying to get this kind of work lined up for more than 3 years. And that's all I'm going to say on it. It's
okay.
Very, very, very hard. I have no hope. In fact, I just have no hope. There's no reason to have hope. People have not responded. There's really reason to have no hope. So I don't know if you're right or not, but I would like to think that somebody someday will see what a gem I am in my experience. Writing and really value that.
Mm-hmm.
Most definitely. Well, you know, keep in touch with us. You can go over to Facebook, add me as a friend there, Mike Davis Medium. Add me as a friend and please keep me posted of what's going on. I'm sure that things will turn around very, very, very soon there for you.
I hope so. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time very much.
No
thank
problem
you.
At all. Bless your heart, and you know, I'm sure that things will turn out very well there for you. Thank you very much for calling. Okay, Leanne, I think that we're going to go to a short little break now.
Okay.
So we can catch our breaths a little bit and get ready for round two.
Okay.
Okay. I know Robert has got something wonderful lined up ready for us, so let's sit back and enjoy.
Okay.
come away with me in the night. Come away with me.
Welcome back, or if you've just joined us or just tuned in, welcome. You listen to me, Mike Davis, on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. And I have a wonderful guest here with you today, Leanne Thomas. Hi, Leanne.
Hi.
Well, the first part of our show, I must say, went so quick.
It did.
You know, 2 hours is just not enough time, is it?
No, I know. It's going, with spirit, we always have so much fun. You know, it's playful work, I think.
Oh, you know, it's so enjoyable. It's so easy, you know. And I say that within the greatest respects, because, you know, I close my eyes and you know, they're there. And it's so simple. You know, you just say as you see it, say as what you see, or just say what you hear. Simple as that, isn't it?
Yes, we are.
And, you know, I love every single minute of it. So I must say, you know, I enjoy it thoroughly.
I do too.
Let's go back to the phone lines.
Okay.
Okay, I do believe that we have Damien there with us. Damien, are you there with us?
Yeah, hi, Mike.
Hi, Damien. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm from England, actually. Southampton.
From London?
Near London, yeah. London, England, yeah. That's me.
Okay, it's nice to have a UK call in. That's no offence to anybody else in America. I love having American people on, but I love having the good UK on as well. So thank you for calling in there, Damien. And can I ask you the reason that you called in for?
Yeah, I was looking for a reading to do with towards the end of the year, I'm moving out to America to be with my wife. And it's a big change for me going from England to the US. And I'm just kind of wondering what I'm going to be doing, like, for work, really. What you kind of see or visualise. Am I going to have like a career change or maintain what I'm doing at the moment?
Okay, well, let me hand you over to my wonderful guest, Leanne. Okay, I'm sure
okay.
There's those questions there for you.
Hi. You know what? There is so much really good energy around you, and spirit is saying around you also, like, there's spiritual growth happening for you. Like, you're growing spiritually. Your heart's opening. You're getting, I feel like you probably are getting interested in things like yoga and other things like that. So, and I feel this relationship that you're in, and the move is going to be great, but what they're showing me is there's going to be a lot of travel back home. So you're coming out to America, but then you go back home. You come into America, and there's something about, you said your wife, but it feels like there's still a getting to know you stage going on. Does this make sense to you?
Wow, every single bit of it, yeah. Every single bit of it so far. So.
Yeah, and I also feel like whatever you're going to be doing will be around her. It will be with her and around her. And something about, is she a writer? Is she, she's a talker. That girl can talk.
yeah, she can talk, yeah. But yeah, she's
a writer.
There's
something
really
familiar. Have I ever met you or given you a reading before?
No.
Okay.
No,
it's so weird. I feel like I know you.
This is the first time I've ever phoned the show.
Okay. You have got three major things coming forward for you. One of them's the move. One of them is this relationship is fantastic. So much learning, so many beautiful things around there. There's also going to be sparked in you a lot of spiritual growth coming up. They said let go any of the worries or work or things that are coming around. You're really good with your hands too, right?
Yeah, I'm a cabinet maker, a carpenter by trade, yeah.
Okay, well, you can do some of that, but you're not going to do that for long. I feel like you may step into some of that kind of real specialty work, but it won't be for long until you're traveling. There's going to be going back and forth and traveling places, and you're just going to love it, too. And it's not – so when I look at you and I look at your wife, I see a lot of love. They just keep saying the love too. I keep hearing that, and I'm getting chills everywhere. So it's your life and her life are really important. I'm feeling like I'm getting emotional. And there's connections to you and the ocean, like a family member on the other side that was connected into the ocean. Does that make sense?
My father, who passed away, he had a yacht. He was a sailor, you know, as a hobby for sailing. So that's probably the connection there. And I think I have an uncle, except who was in the Navy as well. So there's connections to the ocean.
Okay. So they're coming through for you also saying that this work that you do with your wife, that even though that it's connected into her, you're not second best. You're not going to be like that because what you're going to do is important and crucial and vital. And there's more creative things to your life that are coming forward for you that are going to spark your interest too. Now, why would they make mention of your hair? Are you losing some of your hair?
I don't have much left.
So sometimes they'll just give me those little things in and around a person, but they want you to know that your life and her life are going to be big, that the two of you have a big purpose on this earth. There's a lot of writing and a lot of talking around the two of you. So there may be even times when, because of whatever she does, I keep just seeing the face of, okay, so I'm going to put that aside. Sorry.
Okay.
Also, she has a dog.
She does, yes.
Okay, I don't know why they want to mention that. Sometimes I feel like one of those dart boards, and they just keep throwing them at me and see which ones hit the board. I just feel so excited about your life. I feel like I'm electric right now. You're doing all of the things right. Just put concern and worry aside. Get your butt to the States. I feel like a warm location for you is coming. So wherever it is, I have a feeling it's going to be warm, but then there's going to be travel north where it's cold. There's going to be travel back over to where you're at currently, which you said was London. There's somewhere in France around Paris that's coming forward for the two of you also, they're saying. And I get books. You also have the ability to write or contribute to the writing that's going on. So there will be some of your voice that starts to come through as well. Just a really incredible, traveling, exciting, really kind of helping people in the world, spiritually growing kind of people. I, like, want to know you because I feel like I want to ride on some coattails there. So really cool stuff.
It's amazing. I've been, I've been growing into spiritual life over the last 6 months. I've been doing a lot of work on myself. And so has my wife. It's made us connect at a much deeper level than we'd ever imagined. So that's just amazing to hear that. Plus, we are going to be living around Miami. So, you're spot on there. And her family does come from up north, New York area. So we will be going up there. And we will be in London. And I used to live around France.
I know who that is. I know. I've made a connection now. Your wife's name, is her name Blair? Did I just out? Maybe we shouldn't say anymore. Okay.
Wow.
How funny. I do know who you are, but we don't know each other. But I know from your energy. I think I know. Okay. This sounds very strange. Am I probably going like, what's going on, these two people? Damien and I have never met.
I'm absolutely gobsmacked. Oh, seriously, I heard about the show. And I thought, you know what, I mean, just doing paperwork, thought I'd give you a call, and I never expected this. No, it's unbelievable, absolutely unbelievable.
Me either.
I'm going to be listening back to this every day for the next 6 years.
Oh, wow,
It's quite incredible. It's just absolutely, you can tell I'm lost for words, and I'm never lost for words. So
I don't think you are, and I don't think you're going to be going forward in the future. That is just... You have to tell Blair that you talked to Leanne.
I have to give her the playback because she won't believe anything I say to her. She won't. Well, she may do, but I'm still lost for words.
I can't believe Spirit connected us. That's incredible.
It is very incredible. Yeah, this is. I mean, I'm 4,500 miles away, and there's a connection on the phone. It's just that is. That's time to take a deep breath.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to take a deep breath too, because this probably sounds to people listening like, oh, these two people know each other and whatever. No, we've never met. You two together. When you said Miami.
I've never met you. I've never I haven't actually really seen your picture, I'm afraid to say. So I don't really know what you look like. So, yeah, there's no connection. And everything you said, it's just like you're my mother. You just know what's going on. It's absolutely unbelievable. And I'm sure people are going like, that can't be right. But seriously, it's totally random. You know, I don't know what to say about it. I don't know how you describe it. That's amazing. Amazing
wow.
experience.
Spirit is
wow.
amazing. Spirit did this. Yeah, this. I'm not amazing. Spirit's amazing, let me tell you.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. Okay, well, I don't know. I think I need to go and sit down.
You have to go have a beer now.
Yeah, well, England are playing football, so maybe I'll go and watch them. I just calm down. I'm almost, like, shaking because it's just unbelievable. So, wow, okay. That's thank you very, very much for all of that.
You're so welcome.
That's more
wow.
than I could have expected. So it's kind of throwing you off a bit as well, isn't it, now? As well, I can tell.
It is, and because I just kind of think how Spirit just... They connected recently through my cousin for me to connect in with Blair. And
right.
then I read a few of her blogs and spoken to her. And then that you called in, and it's just weird. But we didn't really talk very much about you, but I just think that anyway, I felt like I knew you the whole time, too, which was really weird. Like, I know Spirit was saying, like, you know, this is a connection that...
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Mike. I think we're taking over the show now.
That's completely doing absolutely amazing, I must say. And
how?
You know, it takes you back, you know, you're 700,000 miles away, isn't it? You know, and you know,
yeah.
how true the Spirit comes in. And makes that connection absolutely amazing.
It's more than amazing because you think, you know, we're miles away, and then there's the fact there's probably hundreds of people on the phones waiting to get through to your show. You know, and
yeah.
then there's the fact that Leanne knows Blair. I mean, it's just amazing. Just doesn't do the whole thing justice. It's just incredible, absolutely incredible. And it was clearly meant to be because there's no such thing as coincidence. So, you know, what can I say? It's just a I'm so glad they called in.
We seem to be losing a little bit there,
yeah,
but
no,
it's okay. That's fine. Listen, you know, come on over to the archives. As I say, you'll be listening to it for a long time to come, and you know,
sure.
I really hope you do. But it's Mike Spirit FM, and that's where you will find it.
Okay,
yeah.
Mike. Thank you very much, Leanne. Thank you very
Damon,
much.
Damon, I wish you all the best, and particularly, you know, when you go over to the USA. And you never know, we might be on the same flight, because in late September, I'll be going over there myself.
The thing is, Mike, I only travel economy.
It's only second class for me, unfortunately. I'm a poor person. You said that you're a poor carpenter. You know,
yeah,
we've
exactly,
got
yeah.
the same page there.
I have to travel freight.
I've been looking on all the easy jets and everything else, you know. But what's meant to be will be there, Damien, definitely.
Wow.
Awesome.
Won't
Thank
be long for you won't be flying economy anymore. I can tell you guys that.
Well, okay, that's
Both
good.
Both of you.
Oh,
well,
thank you very much.
Fingers crossed. But Damien, thank you very much for calling in. And as I say, go over to Mike Spirit FM.
Sure.
And say thank you very much for calling.
Wow.
Okay, well, let's go back to the phone lines. And I do believe I have Shelley online there. Shelley, are you there with us?
Yes, I am here. Thank you.
That's okay. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
Yes, I'm calling from California.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes. I'd like to ask Spirit as to what they see in my job search. I've been looking for a while, and I'm hoping something will come soon for me.
Okay. Shelley, would I be right in saying that you've come to the point where you feel you're not really particular of where, what, and just... Give me something, is that right?
I'm getting a little frustrated.
Okay, because I know that's the feeling I'm picking up there straight away. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't, you know, so long as it pays the bills and puts the food on the table, that's all that matters to you now, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, see, I do have a lady here that joins me from the spirit world. And I know that this lady, she carries a bit of weight with her before she passes on to the spirit world. And you know, as I'm seeing this lady, you know, I don't feel she's all that old, if I'm honest with you, as she passes on to the spirit world. I feel she passes quite of a younger age lady than rather than an older kind of a person here, because I know she comes through and she's rather of a younger lady as she passes here. She tells me that it was almost like as if it wasn't, she didn't know that she had this condition, or it wasn't picked up right, or something wasn't right there, okay? And I know that she makes me aware of, you know, it's not right. She shouldn't have passed, okay? If only it was recognized sooner. So do you understand of a lady like this for me, please, in the spirit world?
I think so.
Okay.
Yes.
And I know that as she joins me here, okay, she says to me that, you know, she is in your family, but she's a little way back a little while, okay? She's back a little while there. But I know as she joins us, okay, she's a very placid, very much down-to-earth kind of a lady when she was here with us. And she says to me that her family is more important to her than anything else. She loved her family being around her, okay? So I know as she comes forward that her family is so important to her as she makes a connection here. Now, she makes me aware that she comes from quite a large family. Okay, so let's look in your family. Let's look in your mum's side. And your mum comes from quite a large family. Is that right?
No, very small.
Okay, so that's your dad's side, then. That's the large side, is it?
My dad's side's small.
Your dad's side is small as well?
Yes.
Well, she tells me it's a large family. So let's go back a generation then, okay? And I'm going to stick with what I feel in your mum's side, okay? Whatever you're right in saying, in your mum's side, going back a generation, that there would be a large family.
No, it's small.
Okay, well, why is she telling me that there's a large family? Because she says here to me, she says there's seven of us, So I know that there would be seven of them. Now, whether
that would be my grandmother, and she died when she was 91.
Ah,
and
bless
there her. Were multiple children, in her, you know, siblings she had, but she was elderly at 91.
Okay, that's fine. Because, okay, now would you understand that she would have liked to herself of a younger age then? Because she makes her aware that she didn't reach a fantastic age. So I know when she passed that it was like kind of, it wasn't recognized earlier, or should have been recognized sooner. Do you understand that?
Well, she just died of old age. I mean, she had no disease or anything like that. It was just, you know, she was getting old.
Okay, I'm not happy with that. Okay, I'm not content with it, and I'm not gonna work or force anything up on you, because I would never do with that. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Now we're either on the wrong person, or I'm just gonna completely wrong. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Now okay, let me just go back to this lady. Okay. Now, she says to me, let's go to your mum's side of where I feel. Let's go back a generation, okay? Now, I believe that there would be, like, an aunt of your mum's. Now, where would there be two girls?
My mom did have an aunt, and she was a spinster. So, therefore, no children.
Okay.
I have a sister. And my mom had two girls.
Okay, because I know that there's two girls, because I'm just going to give you the information that she gives me now, okay, so that we can clarify who we have and what she's come through with and for. She says that there's two girls. She recognizes the two girls. She recognizes the name Amy. Do you understand who Amy is?
No, there's no Amy in the family.
Okay, can you remember I've said Amy? Because I know Amy is important. Okay.
There's no Amy. We've done our family tree on both sides, and there's no Amy.
Okay. Okay, then maybe I'm getting it wrong. Okay, and I'm not perfect, far from the word. I don't profess to be, but you know, it normally comes through for a reason, and the people come through for a reason. Let me just give you the conditions that she's come for, maybe we can a bit of research in there, okay? I know that your initial question was there to do about a job, and to do the because you're getting frustrated there about the job. Now, would I be right in saying there to you that the position that you want to apply for, I believe I want to say to you, it's more like now of what we would call it here in the UK, it would be called like a PA, okay, a personal assistant, okay. So would you understand that you've either done that kind of work or you're looking for that kind of work to be an assistant for someone or something? Is that right?
No.
Okay.
I have never done that work, and I'm not looking for that type of position.
Okay, then I'm going to cut it there then, okay, because obviously
okay.
I'm getting something wrong. I don't know if Leanne wants to join in there within that. Leanne, I don't know if you want to do that, Jill?
Well, sure, I can give it a little bit of a try here, but I kind of feel like as I'm getting to your energy, I'm getting a little bit, and it's not a wall, so I'm not saying like you're not putting up any wall, but I just kind of feel like I'm not connecting with the name Shelley. I don't know if that makes any sense
to you. That's my nickname.
Okay. For some reason, I'm just not connecting into that, and so it's kind of harder. It's harder for me to look at like the direction that things are going. But I do pick up on like you have a grandmother figure coming through for you that is talking about work, and it's also okay. So I just want to say that you're opening up more and more spiritually. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yes.
And so you're not tolerating in your energy anything that doesn't fit in that box. And you have done executive work or something like that, and people weren't ethical, and so therefore you no longer want that kind of thing in your life, and you're looking for something different, but yet you're looking for the same kind of work. So you're keeping work from you in that area that you've done before, which you have a great talent from, because you don't want any of that same stuff you've already had. And it's the stuff that comes with the work, the politics of it, the unethicalness, so whatever you had done before, there's some residual energy that you pick up on other people that are in that field, in that executive kind of thing. And so I'm just trying to get forward. And so that's what she's giving me. Your grandmother is giving me this. And is there somebody or family or something having to do with Sacramento? Because they keep saying to me, Sacramento, Sacramento. And I feel like that's past. Does that ring a bell for you at all?
I don't have any family in California.
Okay. So I don't know who's got the connection to Sacramento, and it could be wherever, but I keep getting Sacramento, so I wanted to give that information to you. But there's a sense of you may need to cave a little to get a job. And so that would mean, okay, I may have to go and, like, you pull. So, okay, I'm just going to give it to you how I'm seeing it. You go in, and you're extremely attractive. And so this is what Spirit's giving me, so I'm just going to go with it. And so you're extremely attractive. You go in, and you start to pick up on from the other people in the interview or in the office or whatever that they may be only interested in you because you're attractive. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely.
Okay. So being attractive, you pick up on this vibe, and you get this vibe in the interview, and you give back a vibe that blocks that. So if somebody's coming on to me in a sense, and I don't want it, I put up a wall. Get it?
Uh-huh.
You're doing
okay.
That when you're interviewing and meeting people at potential jobs, because people automatically, in a sense, will find you attractive. Men and women, they're telling me. So there may be a sense of you recognizing, okay, these people are kind of, I'm feeling their attraction. I'm not going to block or wall it because I want a job. So there's a sense of you needing to go through that spiritual understanding that other people aren't necessarily where you're at, but you need a job. So you need to get mm-hmm. through that. And then once you get in there, block that energy like crazy. Block, because you
okay.
don't want to get involved in anything like that. And I keep hearing, I don't want to get involved in anything like that again. So whatever's
yes.
happened to you in the past is not going to happen to you going forward. It just won't, sweetie. You've been through that. You've cleared that energy. Now you're holding on to a little bit of fear of what's happened to you before. And so as you go through, you may have to pick up that creepy feeling that you may get from some people, men or women, about that so you can get the job. And so that's what I got. I'm not sure when the job, and I feel like new opportunities will be coming forward to you around that, but that's what they're giving me on that.
Well, you hit that right on the head, so thank you so much.
Okay, you work on that side of it and know that you're protected, that's not going to happen to you again.
Thank you. That meant a lot, what you just said.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Leanne, for coming there. But
thank you.
Shelley, of what I did say to you about that lady, you know, I'm sure that the more that you will look for her, the more that you will find her, because I know that she is there with me and she's definitely still with me, because I know that the connection is still going. But please, you know, do try and find out about her. You know, I don't mind having things on the wrong side of the family. That's no problem. But I know that this lady is definitely around you. So please send a thought on her. I know that she's linking there with you. Please find out about her. Okay?
Okay, very good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling and coming
Bye-bye.
Over to my FM. Bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Doesn't that happen to us all the time, Mike? Like, don't you get emails from people like, oh, I had no idea that I had a grandmother named Margaret or whatever, and they, you know.
You know, years ago, Leanne, I'm going to share this with you because, you know, years ago I used to get frustrated about it, and I used to, you know, come home and beat myself up every single night about it and think, why, what, you know, out of a demonstration, if I'd done 20 readings, why would I have one wrong out of the 20? You know, and I'd really beat myself up about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as you say, you know, you have an email or a message via Facebook or something, and you think to yourself, wow, that was right. But, you know, personally, I can accept, you know, when people say no to me, you know, I kind of think of it myself. If you try and give me a reading, I'll probably say no to you all night long because, you know, I really don't know. I have to go home and ask my mum, and I have to ask my dad, and I have to find out things. I do a bit of research, and then I think, wow, you know, that was amazing, really. It's just a shame I didn't know it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I feel as well it's so important to add in there that, you know, sometimes it's very difficult that when people are just throwing things at you, you know, I've got this, I've got that, I've got that. It's very hard for our minds to kind of absorb everything that's going on. And so, you know, sometimes it just doesn't sink in.
Right.
And then you go in, you think about it, and you think, oh, damn, I know who that was.
Yep. And sometimes we're so focused on, I want to know about this, that we're, other stuff comes through because spirit has other things in mind, right? And so they come through. I remember I was doing a small gallery event in a private home, and there were several people in there. And one of the gals, some information came through, and I kept saying, they kept saying, tell her to be careful with her birth control. And so I said it, right? And so she's like, oh, I am the most careful person you'd ever meet. I am always careful. And like in front of everybody, you know, and then you're just like, okay, well, that's what I got. Sorry. You know, and then you move on. Right. But inside you're going like, dang. Right.
Yeah.
And
she
texted the girl who had the party and set it up and said, oh my gosh, I just got home and I forgot to take my birth control pills last night. She's like, oh my gosh, that girl is so right. You know, sometimes people don't even know, you know, they're not. So it's always, spirit's fun, but they'll bring it around to her.
You know,
so she knows.
The other thing, and I want to add in there as well, that, you know, I know that Shelley has done her research on the family tree, and you know, I must say that's the most difficult thing that you can do, because I know my ex-wife has done the research in her family tree, and she's gone right back to like the 1500s. And what sparked that off was that she had a communication from someone that she didn't recognize. And then she started asking her mum and her dad, and they went back to their parents and so on. And it sparked this interest of the family, and they went back to, as I said, back to the 1500s. They spent years researching it. And, you know, even to today, they're finding out more information on the people that only passed like 100 years ago. It's amazing,
yeah.
Isn't it, you know, of how things actually come together. But, you know, I'm sure Shelley will find exactly where it was, and that's the main thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It
okay.
all comes around. She can listen to it back in archives, too. And, I, you know, a lot of times I know people are going, wow, no way. No, that was what I get what they're saying now. Yeah, that happens.
Exactly. Okay, let's take another call, because I know that our time is just rapidly running away with us, and it's unbelievable. And I can't believe how quick the time has gone. We have about maybe about 10 minutes left of the show, so let's quickly do the next call. I think we'll do the next one between us.
Okay.
Because we've only got 10 minutes, and you know, I'm going to get myself into a bit of trouble here pronouncing this one. And you know, I'm just a silly little Welsh boy that, you know, when I see these names, I think, oh my gosh, do I have to? But I'm sure it's worded, I've said like Pooja. I hope that's right. Pooja, are you there with us?
Hello.
Did I say it right?
Yes. Close enough.
Thank goodness for me. You know, I always sit down and think, oh my gosh, I hope I'm going to say, because, you know, the producer just types in the name there, and that's what we get. And it's wonderful, isn't it? Okay, Pooja, can you tell us where you're calling in from?
Yes, I'm calling from South Carolina.
Okay. And what was the reason that you called in for?
I would love to know what messages are really coming through for me right now. I feel like I'm going through a huge shift, and I don't really know what's coming up. It just feels like it's in every area. And so I'm just kind of really open to whatever comes through right now.
Okay, well, me and Leanne are going to work together on this. We're going to, you know, it's the old story, isn't it? Buy one, get one free by here, because we're going to work together as probably a bit of a tag team going on here, Leanne. So so I'm going to start with this, if that's okay, because I know instantly that I have people that's standing around me, and I believe that they are like kind of circling me, because there's so many of them that wants to come through at the moment. And, you know, I know that you said that you're going through some kind of difficulty in your life at the minute, but would I be right in saying to you that it's a feeling, the feeling that I'm having, it's like, oh, here we go again, okay? Would you understand why you would feel like that?
Yeah, I feel like I feel like I've gone through this before, and it almost feels like I'm releasing stuff, but it has a lot to do with family.
It almost feels as if I put so much trust into someone, I put so much energy into someone and something, and you know, it's like I don't get nothing back. I feel, and I, you know, honestly, I do believe that you have things back, but it's like, you know, you feel that we could have so much more returned to us. Do you understand where I'm going with this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I know that, listen, I've got several people around me at the moment, okay? I know I have a gentleman that first of all, wants to make his communication, and I know that this gentleman makes aware that he's quite rounded in his features as he makes a connection here. I know he's quite a well-built gentleman. He's quite a casually dressed man because he's got a shirt on. I know I want to, like, undo myself. I want to undo my buttons, so that makes me feel that he's a casual... I'm not going to undo my buttons, please, don't get me wrong. But I dressed, laid back kind of a gentleman of when he was here with us. I know that's the way he comes through here. And, you know, I believe that nothing is too much trouble for this man. Of when he was here with us, if there was something that we needed, something we needed doing, nothing's too much trouble for him. He would always do his best. And what he tells me, if it's worth doing tidy, you have to do a good job. And I believe that that's the way he would have been in this life. He would have liked to do a good job. So I know that he would have worked with his hands as well when he was here with us. I don't know if he was like in any trade like myself. I don't know whether he's a bricklayer or not, but I don't feel he is, if I'm honest with you. But I know he would have liked to work with his hands, okay? And maybe a little bit like the caller that we had on a little bit earlier on, a carpenter. I believe that he could carve and work with some kind of material, so whether it would be wood or something, I don't know, but I know I would like, you know, I'd kind of like to plane things out and make things nice and smooth, but it's the family is more important to me. So do you understand why I've got you with me?
I have no idea. Absolutely no idea.
Okay, now he makes you aware that he wants me to tie within your dad's family. Now, would I be right in saying that there would be a parting in your family there somewhere?
It might be my grandfather.
Okay. And your grandfather up on your dad's side, because I know that's where I'm feeling, up on your dad's side. Because
yeah.
I know that be a parting in the family, where there would be like a one of us would have moved on elsewhere, and I believe that there would always be that bit of a divide in the family, okay?
Yeah.
But I know that deep down inside this man, that he always done what he thought was the best, okay? And I believe that that's what I want to put around you, that you need to do what you feel is the best at the moment. And, you know, I want to bring the upliftment to you. I want to bring the encouragement to you, because I know that's what the reason why he's come for, is to bring that encouragement and that upliftment to you, okay? He says to me that it's been nice to see a smile back on your face, because for such a long time, it hasn't been there. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Now, he tells me that you're trying so hard to make a connection to the spirit world yourself. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, trying to connect yourself. You're calling out to those people in the spirit world that you feel is the closest to you. And as you're calling out to them, you feel that, you know, I'm trying my best to make a connection. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. Leanne, do you want to come in there?
You're right on track, and I definitely feel like there is an opening going on you, Pooja, taking in more spirit. Healing work is around you, but I feel disappointment with that. Like every time you start to get going with your healing work, like things fall apart for you. Like places fall apart, or people don't come through, or it's like you can't like really get it ramped up and going. And I get around you like having a hard time trusting people that are currently around you. Does that make sense?
Yes. I've had a lot of people that I've put a lot of faith in with what I was doing, and I've had everyone kind of fall through. Like I just felt like it.
You're breaking up on me, sweetie. I'm not hearing what you're saying. I can hear you, but it sounds like you have marbles in your mouth, and it's not your fault. Probably. Skype. No, it's all right. It's not your fault.
I was saying it's been that way for about 2 years. I have a healing practice, and everyone I've kind of trusted myself and my practice with have just kind of turned on me at some point or another. I've even had clients kind of really just flip in the middle of our healing sessions and just kind of turn on me, and it's worn me down a lot. And I know there's a lot that I had to learn from it. I think I'm sure there's a lot of my own doubts, you know. But all the people I've really put my faith in, who were supposed to support me, I don't feel like are at all right now. And a lot of people are not coming through. So
yeah, I can really feel that in your energy. But okay, so. This is what Spirit wants me to tell you, that healing work is for you, and so that whatever lessons or things that you're going through, so they're also showing me, like, put together some kind of a vision board or a plan or a game of action for yourself around doing this, but you may have to pick up some other kind of work to keep this work going in the meantime, but it's coming forward for you. Also, I don't know why they're bringing this forward, but they want to talk about your diet, like improving your diet or being careful with what you eat. You're more and more sensitive. So, you know, Mike is right on when he's talking about connecting with the spirit world and things like that, and there could be just really honing in and watching what's going around your diet, too, to help you in that regard. But I feel like, without kind of making predictions for you, what they're showing me is healing, spiritual work is for you. You may have to pick up some other kind of work on the side, so it may have to be a little bit more traditional. But here's something you would be really good at, massage, those kinds of things. It would require you to go back to school, perhaps, or other things around that. Also, I have a man stepping forward for you in spirit, and he is losing most of his hair. Not a tall man, so he's, you know, I don't know, he might even be as small as 5'6", maybe 5'8". He wears a long tunic style shirt and no shoes.
That's my guru, I think.
Your guru.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. That's...
Well, steps in around you and wants to say, yes, the spiritual work, the healing work, that is your path. And so continue to seek out those things in that area for you. Maybe Mike has more to add with that, but I keep getting that same message and I see him around you.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you, Leanne. But, you know, I know that our time has beaten us. I know that we you know, are at the end of the time there. But, you know, the only thing I want to leave you with is the encouragement and the commitment that the spirit world has behind you to push you forward and just to say that to you that, you know, pick yourself up and run with it. Okay. And I've always said this, that you know, to anyone I'm communicating with, if you have a goal, if you want to do something, you need to pick it up and run with it. The spirit will kind of run with you and alongside you and to make things gel and to make it right. Okay. Does that reason help you a bit there?
It does. I think I've that's what I've done for 2 years. I do have one more. Can I ask one more question?
Really quick.
You mentioned, you know, getting other work and stuff, and it's been about 2 years where I haven't had to work at all, and my healing work has just kind of supported myself. Do you still see that possible? I've had it in my mind where I know it will. I'm just a little tired right now. I'm just frustrated a little bit.
That's because that is your path in this life is to do that kind of work. And so I do feel that it will. But if you were, I definitely could feel you're tired and your frustration. And so you don't need to seek other work unless you're wanting to. Do you see what I'm saying? Or you need to pay your bills. But if it's sustaining you, then you're keep going. Keep on keeping on.
Definitely, you know, and that's exactly what I was saying, Leanne. But I know that we have to move on. Thank you, Pachar, for calling in. remember, come on over to Mike Spirit FM. You'll have a copy of that reading. We say thank you very much for calling. Leanne, I know I got to push on, but this time is running away with us.
No problem.
Leanne, I must say you've been absolutely an amazing guest here tonight. You really have. The question on my mind, would you come back?
Oh, definitely. It'd be an honor to. It was great.
Well, you know, it's been absolutely amazing work with, you know, the energy that I have felt tonight is kind of been like electric between us. So
yeah.
You know, I'm really looking forward to connecting with you after the show or a few days after the show, whenever you're free, and we'll chat on that. But, you know, just give us your website again. It's www. And turn the page over, unless you're quicker than me.
It's angelichope.com, angelichope.com.
I was only testing you there, Leanne. I knew that because I got it right on the side of me.
Testing me, thank you.
But you can head over to Facebook as well, Leanne Thomas Medium. Okay.
Yes.
Remember, bestamericanpsychics.com. You know, you can catch me on Facebook. I'm under Mike Davis Medium. Come and add me as a friend, and let's connect over there as well. But, Leanne, I'll say thank you very much, and God bless you. And I'll say to our listeners, good night, good day, wherever you are.
Bye. Thank you.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up.
It certainly is.
Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.